Hi there, this is John from the Free Gift from God podcast. Today I'm continuing on in this second part of the Walk in Salvation Road, which is about walking to Jesus. And I'm going to look at the subject of grace. The objective today is to understand what grace is and how we receive God's grace. And it's to understand that we cannot do anything to get God's grace as it's given as a free gift. And also we want to realise that everything offered by God rests on His grace. So in overview, our salvation and the opportunity to come to God rests solely on grace, His grace. It's only by the grace of God that we have any chance of having a future beyond the few years of life we get on this earth. Grace is the greatest gift of all because it's built on the foundation of God's love and His mercy, and it is freely given to all who seek it through Jesus Christ. So the first scripture I want to look at is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. The first thing we must understand is that there is nothing we can do to get grace from God. Grace, as we see here, is a gift from God. It's given freely to all who come to Him and seek the ways of the Lord. You cannot work to get grace, you can't buy it, you can't do anything for it. No amount of good works can get you 1 milligram of God's grace. It's a gift. God set up the system this way so that no one could boast and say they had done something to deserve God's grace. Receiving God's grace is based on faith. We believe what God tells us to believe, that He provided the way of salvation through Jesus Christ, and we receive His grace. And grace is the undeserved free gift of His kindness and favour to overlook our sins, release us from sin, and give us life and salvation to all of those who have faith. The next scripture is in Romans chapter 1, and I'm reading verses 1 to 5. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which He promised beforehand through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning His Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and designated Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by His resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of His name among all the nations. We receive the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. When we believe that by His sacrifice, God has set us free from sin and the law, we are saved by grace. The Father set up the process so that Jesus could die for us and we could take on His death as our own, so as to pay the debt of sin. When the debt of sin is paid, then we no longer have sin standing between us and God. He no longer rejects us because of our sin, but instead welcomes us and helps us to learn how to live lives that are in accordance with His ways. This is the power of grace, and it exists only because God was kind enough to offer man the chance of redemption so that we would not have to all die. The next scripture is over in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. Do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel in the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not in virtue of our works, but in virtue of His own purpose and the grace which He gave us in Christ Jesus ages ago, and now has manifested through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Once again, we see here that the receiving of grace, kindness and compassion and mercy of God is not based on anything that we do. It's based solely upon faith in Jesus Christ. God's grace exists for all who receive if they will choose the ways of the Lord and believe. There is no other path to receive God's grace apart from faith in Jesus Christ. He saves us according to His purpose, not because we deserve it, but because He chooses to save us. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, we see these words. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for good deeds. This is the effect of God's grace and his purpose for those who receive his grace. It was not intended that we rely on his grace for all time, but that through his grace we learn to live lives that are godly. It's the work of the Holy Spirit in us to transform us into the image of Jesus Christ. But God knew this was no easy journey for man, because much of what is the nature of God is foreign to the nature of man. God knew that man would continually fall and struggle and fail as he walked the pathway to life in Jesus Christ. And so he gave us more grace and overlooked our failures while we were learning to live like Christ. He recognises that we are works in progress. Such is the overwhelming kindness of the Lord that he chose to ignore our failings until we can walk in righteousness. He gave us the gift of righteousness so that he could give us the Holy Spirit to teach us how to walk in the ways of righteousness. In Acts chapter 15, verses 5 to 11, we see this. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to charge them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter rose and said to them, "Brethren, you know that in the early days God made choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them, giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, but cleansed their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you make trial of God by putting a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." Who is grace offered to? Grace has been offered by God through faith in Jesus Christ to every person on earth. He doesn't care about race, or colour, background, even whether a person is a sinner. All people are offered the same grace to be able to receive salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. And God's grace is not based on works of the law. It's by faith alone. As this scripture tells us, in the early church, many of those who had previously been strict law keepers wanted to have the new Gentile churches to be strictly kept under the law. However, Peter stood and showed that salvation is not based upon keeping the law or any other works of the law, but it is by faith alone through the grace of God. I want to go over into Galatians now, and I'll look at a couple of scriptures there. First one is going to be Galatians 2, verse 21, and says, "I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification were through the law, then Christ died to no purpose." Now, taking the previous point one step further, we're told here by Paul that those who seek to live under the strict code of the law make a serious mistake. Paul says that if justification were through keeping the works of the law, then the grace of God is nullified and made null and void. And if we continue on and have a look in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 4, it says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Now I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he's bound to keep the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace." So what we see here is that Paul goes on to say that those who seek justification under the law have cut themselves off from Christ. They're severed from Christ, and if they're severed, they no longer have access to the salvation that comes through faith in Christ, and they have fallen away from the grace of God. Looking at this then, we see that we cannot live under the law and under the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ at the same time. If you're under the law, you're separated from God's grace. If you're under grace, then the law needs to be put away from you. Why? Because the law is based upon works, but grace is based upon the kindness of God and faith. The law condemns man for sin through breaking the law, but grace saves man from sin through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Going over into Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 7, we see this said, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. One quick point before I go on is, it says the word might in there quite a lot. But in my studies of the Greek, I find that the word might is not in this section of Scripture. So instead of it saying, we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed, it actually says so that the sinful body will be destroyed and we will no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Again, moving forward, you cannot live in sin and under grace at the same time. If you have received God's grace through faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which we enter by being baptized in water into the death of Christ, as we saw in that scripture, then you are separated from sin. You have died to sin because Jesus took your sins when he became the sacrifice for you. We take on his death when we are baptized and believe that we have died with him. This is a faith teaching, and the release from sin we are given rests on God's grace. And as he died and was resurrected to sit at the right hand of God, we too die with him in baptism and are lifted up with him in his resurrection to also sit by God in the Spirit. We receive redemption from sin and new life as new creations, born again from above, ready to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ as we commence and continue our walk with him. And all of this is the gift of God's grace. The next scripture is in Romans chapter 6. And I'm reading verses 14 and 18. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you yield yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. When we die with Christ through baptism and receive the grace of God, we are no longer under the power of sin, which is the law. Instead, we are under the power of the free gift of God's grace. Grace sets us free from the law and from sin. But grace does not give us the right to do as we please because we are no longer under the law. Instead, we aim to please God. Thus, we aim to choose to do what is right in God's eyes, not because there will be a punishment under the law if we don't, but because we want to please God by doing what is right. We are no longer slaves to sin to do evil as the rest of the world does, but we are free men and free women in Christ Jesus, having been set free by the grace of God to do what is good and right and true in his eyes. The next scripture is Romans chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. So too at the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Receiving the gift of grace has nothing to do with what we do. It's all about what we believe. Grace comes through faith, or grace is received through faith in Jesus Christ, and the works that God achieved when he set up the new covenant and chose to save us through Jesus Christ. It's all God's work and has nothing to do with anything we do ourselves. We are the remnant chosen by grace. And we are not the only ones, as the offer of grace is open to all mankind. It's a remnant simply because most of mankind will not listen and accept the grace of God. They will choose to reject him. The last scripture I want to look at is in the first letter of Peter, chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. As each has received a gift, employ it for one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who utters oracles of God. Whoever renders service as one who renders it by the strength which God supplies. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So finally, it's our desire to please God through praise, worship, and exercising his gifts given to us to build up and encourage the people of God. Whatever God gives you freely, be prepared to offer it back into his service. If you have the gift of speaking, evangelism, teaching, or any other form of ministry, use it to God's glory. If you have the goods of this world and are able to, use them to help those less fortunate, especially those who are your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. This is how we exercise God's grace in our lives. To help others is the greatest of all the commandments after loving God. And even though we are not under the law, we still uphold the laws of love because it's right to do, as they reflect the will, the love, the nature, and the grace of God. So a couple of questions to consider. Do you try to please God just by doing good works? Do you try to show yourself as being better by keeping all of the tenets of the law? Do you now understand that faith is the only key, and whether you are saved or not depends not on the law and not on any good works you may do, but only on the grace of God? And finally, do you see now that you cannot receive the gift of God's grace other than by faith in Jesus Christ? A call to action. If you have not been baptized into Christ Jesus' death to be able to receive the grace of God and to be released from sin and to receive the freedom from law, then do it. Seek it. If you are doing anything that you think will put you in God's grace, then think again. You are saved by faith alone. It's not about what you do. And thirdly, strive to learn what's good in God's eyes and do that. Prayer points. Spend a moment in prayer right now and thank God for giving you his grace. He has shown you his kindness, which neither you nor I deserve, and has overlooked and will continue to overlook all your failings as you continue the walk to salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank him. Praise him for this immeasurable opportunity to know him and to be known by him. Now, in the next session, I'm going to continue on in this segment about walking to Jesus, and we're going to look at the next logical step after receiving the grace of God. It's our part in turning to God in humility and to accept his grace. So I'm going to be looking at repentance. So until next time, I hope you have a good week. And this is John from the freegiftfromgod.com podcast signing off, and may God bless you and go with you as you travel through this next week.